Happy Sunday, After Buzzers. I'm Lena Nori, and we are watching The Botched After Show. It is season 4, episode 4, and we're getting super poetic today. It is to implant or not to implant? That is the question.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other girls can't deny. Girl walks in with an itty bitty waist. Around thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up?
Let's talk about booty, guys. Let's talk about booty.
Booty.
All right, welcome back, guys. If William Shakespeare was alive, I think he'd be rolling in his grave. Actually, he is rolling in his grave right now as we are quoting him, and we're talking about implants or no implants. And we've got Rodrigo, one too many plastic surgeries, 42 to be exact. Sarah, the not-so-cougar with two souffle breasts. And then, of course, we have Elena, the Puerto Rican mommy with the bad butt implant. So we have so much to talk about today, and we're going to start off with Rodrigo. Ladies, what did you guys think of Rodrigo?
He needs to stop. Like, I feel like he needs to stop getting so many surgeries. I mean, they told him today that his nose might turn black and fall off. That's just...
Yeah.
I just feel like he needs to stop, and I feel like it's becoming a big problem for him.
Yeah, and if they told you a year ago to don't do it, then maybe you should listen to a doctor saying a year ago, and then he still got these plastic surgeries. Three?
He had three reconstructions, the last one of which was in Tehran, the capital of Iran. And for those of you that aren't familiar, I guess Iran is known as like the nose
capital,
like the nose surgery or rhinoplasty capital of like the world. So he obviously thought he was getting himself into great hands. And $450,000 later and 42 plastic surgeries to be exact, we have Rodrigo, who is now 6 nose jobs in, and 3 of them were after Dr. Dubrow had said, do not touch your nose.
Yeah, because I remember him on last season, and they told him, don't touch anything. Like, you have chest implants, you have all these implants, and then he wanted to get, and they were mentioning in this episode, that they wanted him to use, like, cartilage from his rib, but he was like, no, I can't have a scar there. So then he went and found all these other doctors to do the job, and...
I think his exact words were, I don't want to touch my six pack. I paid a lot of money for this.
Well, I paid a lot of money for a lot of things, but hey, I just think that if someone's telling you to stop, especially a professional, just stop and let it heal, because he's did it multiple times that he's not letting it heal. They said it's going to take about 1 to 2 years for it to heal. By the way, my name is Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with 3 R's at the end.
By the way, we were so excited to talk about Rodrigo that we completely forgot to introduce ourselves. So obviously, I'm Lena Nori, since I did introduce myself. And you can find me on Instagram at Lena Nori and on Twitter at Lena Nori _. And then we have Stacey. Go ahead.
I'm Stacey Olivas. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Stacey _Olivas, or on Twitter at Stacey Olivas.
Yep. And again, you can find me at Anissa Barr with 3 R's in the end, because my name is Anissa.
That's how excited we were. Because I want to know where you got that $450,000 from. And not only that, but he was dressed so nice. Yeah. And he was also, so I think LA. He was wearing like a designer watch. So I'm like, what do you do for a living? Because if you spend so much time getting so many surgeries and then you spend so much more time healing from these surgeries, what could you possibly be doing that you can spend $450,000?
Maybe his parents, like, just one baby.
I wonder what he does, too, for a living. And also, one thing that really, like, caught my eye and gave me a shock was that he went to a cartilage bank.
Oh, yeah. To get a cadaver. He got a dead person's, like... body part. Yeah.
Yeah,
they took it off of someone that has passed away.
It was just weird.
That's just so far. Like, I understand when people are like organ donors and they're doing it to save people's lives, but they have a cartilage bank. Like, is that legal? Does like the family
sell
the body parts?
Yeah, different country.
I mean, I don't know about the legalities in Iran, but I know that sounds super cryptic. But yeah, I mean, Rodrigo, he's just everything about him is just so amazing. I mean, aside from obviously the fact that he has insecurities, which leads to 42 surgeries, he has that accent, you know, he's always put together to a T. He just seems so happy. And to see his face at the end of the episode where they're telling him, like, we basically cannot touch your nose for a year. And that if we do touch your nose, it's going to cave and you're going to have a big black spot. It was just so sad. Like, he was in tears. It was really heartbreaking to watch.
And he even mentioned, like, if I could go back, I would listen to the doctors. And I wish I never, ever did this. He's like, why me? Why me? And this is a lesson learned. Don't do it. Listen to your doctors.
I feel like he's might be addicted to surgery. Because, I mean, at that point, when you become looking like he does, and then to actually have your nose clapped, you have to have some sort of issue with it. It's like, it reminds me of my, you know.
Well, I mean, he clearly has insecurities. Yeah. You know, a lot of people that resort to plastic surgery have insecurities, and we all have insecurities. Let's be real. Anybody that sits here and says, I'm not insecure, I have no insecurities, you're lying. We all have insecurities built up in different ways for different reasons. But what I thought was so interesting is the friend. I don't even know if that was really his friend. I don't mean to be judgmental, but just kind of like how unorganic their conversation was at the lunch table, I question, is that A, really your friend?
Yeah.
And B, her look on her face when she saw him, even though she was kind of like taken back, she's like, oh my God, you look so amazing. But what kind of a friend is that? You obviously don't think he looks amazing. She even said in the commentary, you know, shortly after to him saying that, what happened to your nose? So then why give him that false encouragement and tell him he looks so amazing? Because then he is going to think, you know what? All these surgeries are fabulous because I look amazing. Everyone tells me I look amazing.
Yeah, like a real friend should tell you stop. Like his nose is collapsing. If you saw it, like even to breathe out of it, his nostrils are like tiny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as a friend, I would want my friend to say, stop, like stop doing this. Like you're going to mess up your whole face and it's going to become. But I mean, I noticed also she had a lot of surgery done. So it looks like so. I don't know if it's a thing like.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were doing like a cheers or like cheers to plastic surgery. I'm like, of all the things, health, wealth, success, love, you're going to cheers to plastic surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
but yeah, I agree too. I thought she was like, I don't know. In a way, it's reality TV, and I felt like they were pretty much saying, "Hey, these are your lines. Practice them," and that's what she did. And like her, I don't want to judge her, but in a way, it looked like she got them done. Look at her, like her cheeks, his cheeks, kind of look identical.
What's interesting is he had mentioned that he would rather not be able to breathe out of his nose and potentially have his nose cave in than to look like Frankenstein. When the doctor only said, I think would take a total of, he said, like 8 weeks or so to kind of do like that lift from like the inside of his face. So then it'll give him like a bridge. But why would you not, with how many surgeries you've done and how you look right now, why would you not want to do that? Give up 8 weeks of looking a certain way, you know, sit at home, watch some Netflix, hang out with your family.
Because they said, I think he thinks that, I don't know if he's going to have a scar on his face right here, if he did do that.
I mean, so, I have a scar on my face.
But he looked great. It doesn't even, you can't even tell. So, I mean, if my nose is going to collapse and I cannot breathe, I'm almost on the verge of not being able to breathe, or it's turning black and falling off, I would definitely do the surgery and have a scar. Like, I just don't get the mentality of it. Like,
I wonder, how does he sleep?
Yeah. So,
like, I know some people could sleep with their, like, you know, with their mouth open and stuff like that.
I'd be scared. Like, how?
Yeah, because then if you breathe with your mouth open, you could get sick.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I breathe with my mouth open because I heard a long time ago. I don't know if this is a hoax or not, but supposedly, bug. Yeah, you eat like 12 spiders a year. Like, ew.
Oh yeah,
I will wire my mouth shut to make sure there's no spiders coming in this mouth.
Yeah, then people need to clean their house.
That's true. So what do you girls think? Do you think Rodrigo will be back for season 5? Do you think he's going to take the doctor's advice, or you think he's
going
to...
I think he's going to keep going. I don't think their advice last time stopped him, and I definitely think he'll keep going. He didn't seem like... He seemed a little sad because of the outcome of what they were telling him, but I don't think he's going to stop. I just feel like it's...
I think he hasn't stopped yet. Yeah, I don't think he's going to stop. What I think is, like, they did say, we like you. We're going to do as much as we can to help you. And I think that he's so good for the show that they're probably going to have him back on within probably the next season.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to having him back. I would love to see Rodrigo's face transform, because unfortunately, even if they don't do the procedure, there is still a chance his nose could cave in. So I would love to see that perfect happy ending for Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Now let's get to Sarah. Sarah is the not-so-cougar I mean, okay, so I'm just going to say not so cougar. So Sarah's the not so cougar with two souffle breasts that are flipped upside down. And it's so crazy. Before I even ask you girls, I just have to say, I thought she was a cougar. And I still think she's a cougar. I mean, she said she's 33, I believe, and that Chad is 34, her fiancé. But there's, I just, is she the cougar? What do you guys think?
I think he looks like he's like in his maybe late 20s, maybe at the most. And I definitely think she looks a lot older than 33.
Yeah, I don't think when he first walked into the room, I was like, oh, how cute. Like, that's her kid. And then, like, they kissed. I'm like, oh, wait, now I'm confused. And then they're, like, together.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, so she is a cougar. But then when they explain the age, I'm just like, he doesn't look his age.
Yeah.
Listen, more power to all you cougars out there, because age is just a number. So if you find a younger man attractive, go ahead. Yeah. Men will be 45, 50, dating a 21-year-old girl.
Yep.
But if a girl dates a guy that's younger than her, it's like, oh, my God, she's a cougar. So more power to you. If you are a cougar, Sarah, I don't know if you are or not. You said you are younger. Mm-hmm. But if you are, and if you're cougars out there, more power to you. But I'm not going to lie. The scene in the kitchen where Chad walks in, I'm thinking this is a supportive son.
Yeah,
that, like, his mom's in the kitchen making lunch for him. And then they start kissing on the lips, and I'm like,
what?
Is this an Angelina Jolie and, like, brother moment? Is this, like, family kissing on the lips? But the fact that that's her fiancé, good for you, Sarah. Mm-hmm. If you're watching, Sarah, good for you.
I mean, if men can get younger women, why can't women get younger men?
I completely agree.
Why not?
So to go back to the statistics, she had a Benelli lift, which her breasts were so big that they were hurting her back when she was working at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. She went back to her doctor a year later, mm-hmm. who acted like he had no idea what she was talking about. And then, since then, she had seen 10 other doctors who were like, I'm not touching that. Doesn't that suck, though, that you actually make an effort to try to correct something and every doctor, besides Dr. Dubrow and Dr. Nassif, were like, sorry, we can't help you?
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I think, would be lost.
I think with people going back to doctors so many times saying, hey, can you help me fix this? I think those doctors just don't know how to fix something like that. Even though if they've done it themselves or they went to a different doctor, certain doctors just don't know how to fix something. And bless Dr. Dubrow and Dr. Nassif for being able to have that talent to fix something. Because without them, I don't think you could find any other doctor that is willing to be able to do that.
Well, on top of that, she ended up, now she just has her own breasts. So there's actually no more implant because in a lot of cases, he said that sometimes, well, not a lot of cases, but there's cases where people just naturally, their bodies react to any kind of foreign entity, whether it's a silicone or even an implant or anything like that. So in her case, I'm not saying it's not the doctor's fault, but it could have not been the doctor's fault. So the fact that he was able to kind of reconstruct it and her breasts looked so great without any implant is just incredible because she will have no more future complications. And if I had gone through something like that, I definitely would never want to go through another procedure ever again.
Right. And then she even mentioned that she started developing when she was in junior high. And now, and when she mentioned that, I'm just like, why did you get the implants then if you were developed so young and where was able to have, you know, bigger breasts at the age of probably 15, 16? So that's something that I'm curious why she decided to get breast implants.
I'm curious if Chad went in the doghouse because he kept saying that if he made the wrong decision he was going to go to the doghouse, and then it ended up being the right decision. But as he walks out, he goes, I'm going to have to make a big doghouse.
He was scared. Oh my god.
I'm surprised he was able to walk, like, he was like, hey, come on in to the doctor, you know, to the procedure without any gloves, a hat, any, and nothing. I was surprised he was allowed to do that because it's like mandatory that you have to wear the scrubs and the hat.
Well, he didn't come into the actual room. If you saw, there was like a door and he was like standing behind the door.
Yeah.
And I actually really like that Sarah left everything into the doctor's hands, because at the end of the day, these doctors do know best. So instead of putting herself in another faulty situation, she let the doctors use, you know, their experience and their, I think they've been doctors for so many years. I don't even want to quote it because I don't want to misquote. But I love the fact that he did bring the fiance in. But that poor guy, like,
I
don't know what it is about him. He kind of sounds like Forrest Gump. I got like a very Forrest Gump, like, life's like the lots of box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But he was very hesitant on his decision.
Would you want to make that decision for, like, if you were getting married and you had to for your husband, like a decision, a plastic surgery decision? Or would you want him to make that decision for you?
I would want to make the decision just because I'm a control freak, and that's probably why I'm not married, because I am a control freak. But not that I want to be married, by the way. I just want to clarify that. I'm just kidding. But no, okay. I would definitely think if it came down to the situation where I put it in the doctor's hands, I wouldn't mind if he called my fiancé in, because at the end of the day, if I'm getting married to somebody and I've made the decision to spend the rest of my life with them, that's ultimately the person that I want to find me the most attractive, yeah, or like the way my body, yeah, looks. In his case, though, I just felt he was indecisive because it looks kind of like a mommy-son relationship. Yeah. And I don't mean looks-wise aside from that. Because he kind of is like, even when he was like looking at her, he's like...
He was so
like,
scared.
Just looking at her with like mommy's approval. Like, is mommy going to approve? So I do think it was a good call on both of their parts, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm glad that he decided to say, take him out. He's like, take him out, sew her up. And I'm just like,
yeah, that was like the healthiest choice to make. And also, going back to the surgery, Dr. DeBro said that the doctor that did her surgery did the lift first and then put the breast implants in. So they lifted them and then put the bread.
And then he put the implant in over the muscle, which is why her boobs were literally like up here and they were causing pain from the stretching of the skin.
They looked like a jelly bean.
Yeah. The way was so they looked so painful.
Yeah. Because when she was like, oh, they lift so high, and I'm just like, what? Like, I don't understand. But when they showed the before and after, now I understood why she said they were so high. Hey, you know
what? Now, what did you girls think of at the end when she came out in that blue dress? I mean, I think she looked incredible. Yeah. Such a gorgeous color on her, the electric blue.
Yes.
And honestly, I think her breasts look great.
Yeah, she looks hot. I think she looks great natural. I think she made the best decision, and her fiance made the best, and the doctors made the best decision possible for her.
She looked great. She looked good. She said herself she feels good. She doesn't have to, her back pain doesn't hurt in her anymore. She's able to work a lot more in the restaurant. So, hey, and plus that blue does look good on her. Yeah. Blue goes for her.
Speaking of women that look great, we are now on to Elena, the sexy Puerto Rican mommy with the butt not bueno. I'm sorry, butt no bueno. I mean, first of all, she's 42 and she looks incredible.
She looks awesome for her age. She looks young.
She looks very young and she's lived quite the life. She went from the military to being an EMT to now being a dominatrix. Talk about living three different lives. I absolutely love it, and I think she looks incredible. She joined the military at 32, became, like she said, an EMT after, and then she became a dominatrix because she said she no longer wanted to conform to uniforms and society, and she wanted to be liberated, and I think that's kind of a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I do wish they specified a little bit more on the whole dominatrix thing. I wanted to kind of see what it was that she exactly does. I know she, like, walked by, like, what looked like a prison cell. Was that a prison cell?
I guess. I don't even know what that was.
I don't know what dominatrix really is, but I applaud her for actually, after 9/11, going into the military. I applaud her because that takes a lot of guts. And for her to be able to be in the Army, being an EMT, and now doing what she really likes is really, really, like you said, a beautiful thing. And not everybody wants to be in a suit and tie or, you know, a dress or slacks and be in a cubicle every day. No, that's not everyone's fantasy job. She literally is working her fantasy job.
I mean, we're not in a cubicle right now either, so I no, completely know where she's coming from. And I also understand the value of when you're a woman and you feel like you have to conform to, like, certain things in society. So I love that she's empowered. Mm-hmm. I love that she wants to be sexy. She feels sexy. And then she joined the military. Mm-hmm. And she was doing, like, weaponry checks. It's, like, not really a typical job that anybody thinks a woman would do. So I love the fact that she goes from helping her country to being an EMT and helping people. And then, ultimately, she's just helping herself. And I think it's fabulous. So going back to the actual procedure. So apparently she had what was like jelly implants in her, but Dr. DeBro thought it could have been breast implants, which is commonly what happens in like botch cases where they just put implants into the butt. And I guess he said it needs to be more of a stiffer product. So obviously you saw her butt was like super lumpy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then ultimately they ended up taking the implants out, and then he was successfully able to open an incision, move her fat pockets from her hips into, from her love handles, into her back, which not only gives you a nip and tuck waist trim, but also gives you a lift. And then her butt looked amazing with no implants. And I did want to see what happened to the tattoo, because I feel like if he did do the lift, the tattoo's kind of missing.
Or half of it, like, might have been cut off. That's what I was wondering, the same thing. Because I'm like, if they're going to do the lift and everything and then stretch the skin on the bottom, half the tattoo, what happened to it?
So. Oh, that's right.
And she was saying that she couldn't see the scar. I don't know if she meant, like, under the panty line, that he perfectly did the incision under the panty line. But at the end of the day, who cares about a tattoo when your butt goes from looking, like, concave, or I don't even know what that's called, when it's, like, this.
Drooping.
To being, like, lifted. It actually looked amazing. Mm-hmm. Her butt looked great. Yeah. With no squats, that is a great butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's natural. She didn't have to have any implant in there. So, and if they're going to make your waist thinner and your butt bigger, I'm all for it. I'm like, lucky girl.
I know. She got, like, a free, you know, body shape. Plus, you know, with her booty. All from her booty. She got a free little waist train.
And she also, too, just, like Rodrigo, had gone to another country to get the surgery. And I think that's, like, an interesting trend that we've seen. Mm-hmm. Not like there's anything wrong with getting surgeries from another country, but in a lot of these botch cases, it seems to be the scenario. But at least with Elena, she said that it was another person that she was in the military with mm-hmm. that had an excellent experience.
Yeah.
And she said she walked in and there was, like, marbles and staircases. So in that case, I wonder, at what point do you say, do you trust somebody from outside? Because at least in the States, there's WebMD, there's DocZocDot. There's, like, so many different pages. Obviously, there's Yelp, too, where you can actually leave reviews. And people leave honest reviews. And especially if they have a bad experience, you better believe they're on that website and leaving their reviews. So, I mean, would you guys ever consider getting surgery outside of the country?
No. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't at all. But also, she said she went to Tijuana.
Yeah, TJ.
To get those, TJ. But my mother got done in TJ, and she looks great. But it's also learning how to take care of it afterwards. So who knows? What if she did get the implants while getting the surgery done while she was in the Army, and then all of a sudden couldn't, you know, take care of herself and was like, hey, the Army probably called her and said, hey, we need you, or we need you, you know, you need to be here. And that's probably could be one case why it didn't go so well.
And they probably have so many different, like, health laws and regulations. I don't even know if they have any over there. So that would scare me, because who's going to protect you? Like, if something happens, who's going to protect you and fix it, or a health?
Yeah, and definitely. And I think in this case, she had mentioned, well, the doctors had mentioned that it actually wasn't, like, the correct type of implant. So, obviously, it is a botched job. Mm-hmm. But also, too, why would you want to go to a doctor that's in another country? What happens if there's complications, if you have follow-ups? Like, and remember in the last episode with the cheekbones, and when the doctor recommended that she just needed those cortisone mm-hmm. injections
yeah.
to kind of get rid of the inflammation, he's like, I will recommend you somebody in New York. Or what? I'm afraid she was from New York,
Virginia.
Right? From yeah. Virginia. Mm-hmm. I'll recommend you somebody in Virginia. That way, you can go a little bit at a time and get the injection. So, mm-hmm. why would you not want to go to a doctor that's local to you? That in case there is any complications, you can go immediately. Because sometimes, if you wait too long, your body will have an adverse reaction, and God knows what will happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, because they don't want to pay the price, it's more expensive here, so they go across the border or wherever, and yeah. it might be cheaper. And then, like for Rodrigo's case, probably plastic surgeons wouldn't really touch his nose over here, so he went to another country because they would do
point.
That over there.
That's
so
that's a good point.
They'll do things that are, mm-hmm. I mean,
because other countries
laws over there.
You never know. Other countries are all about the money, and they're like, okay, let's. I don't care. Let me do it.
There's a lot of people that I know that do go back to Iran mm-hmm. For nose jobs. So I don't think it's that all the doctors out there are bad. And in his case, he had a bacterial infection, which could be just his body created, or it could be from the doctor obviously messing up. But in the end, Elena did look amazing.
Yeah, she looked.
We are sad for Rodrigo. Aww. Sarah yeah. looked incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But we are now on to week two of Botched or Not Botched. And Stacey's going to take the lead and tell us what you guys think in the comments below. And if you guys are watching us on YouTube, comment who you would like to see next week. Stacey, it's all you.
Okay, so we're going to talk first about everyone's favorite girl next door who, you know, she was known for her look, and that's Meg Ryan, who's now 55 years old. She, I think, with her, she was known for just that girl next door look. Like everyone, I mean, in her movies, and you've got Mail, When Harry Met Sally, etc. But now her facial features, just the past couple years, she's been seen on a red carpet, and her facial features have changed so much. And a lot of people are like, people are questioning if she went too far. And I just want to, we'll show a picture.
Right. Has she actually come out and openly said anything she's had done?
No, she hasn't confirmed anything, but she looks a lot different. I mean, she's aged, too. So, these movies, when she was really popular in the 80s.
How old is she now?
She's 55 now.
55? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but Cindy Crawford's age, and she looks she's incredible.
Beautiful, yeah.
I actually have to say, before we upload the photos of Meg Ryan, is that Cindy Crawford has aged so gracefully. I feel like she hasn't done too much with fillers. She actually hasn't removed her mole, even though, sadly, I did remove my mole. But she kept her mole. It's her signature look. And I feel like she's not hasn't done, too much Botox or anything like that. So that is definitely somebody I would say is aging gracefully. She's aging like fine wine. She looks incredible.
And she has this whole skincare line for it and stuff. So this is her before look, Meg Ryan's before look. And this is, a couple years before. And now this is her. Wow. So a lot of people are questioning, if she went too far into the extreme. And I mean, the pressure, especially in Hollywood, getting older, there's probably so much pressure.
Can we see the first picture real quick? You know what? Her jawline looks a little thinner.
And she's so pretty. Yeah, I love her. She's one of my favorite actresses.
Listen, she's obviously gorgeous before. Yeah. And she still looks great after.
She still looks great.
I just think the problem is when people age, as we all age, we have insecurities and we want to keep
definitely
up. But in her case, I mean, I'm not an expert, it kind of looks like she did one too many fillers, and a lot of times it happens with fillers, especially if you fill a lot at a time, is that apparently fillers attract water, so it looks like she almost had too much under eye filler, because it looks like there's no line between where her cheek ends and where her eye goes, because if you even look at her before photos, she kind of had the deeper under eyes, where now she doesn't have any at all. So I feel like that's kind of what makes her look more squinty. I don't think she's done a lot of plastic surgery. It just looks a little bit extra.
Just fillers.
On the fillers and a little bit, a lot.
Like Botox?
A lot of bit on the forehead.
Does that go away? Do fillers go away, eventually? Do they go away or within time, or do they just stay there?
Let's ask Lena, the expert.
I have no idea.
What I do know about Botox is, obviously, Botox is it's kind of a muscle relaxer, I believe. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that, but it's something like that. So it wears off after 2 to 3 months. And then fillers, they do wear off over time, because your body will eventually break it down, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just assuming. Mm-hmm. But some fillers last a really long time. Okay. So if you put too much in there, unless you get that dissolving stuff, there's a dissolver. It's called Hydralunidase or something like that, and that's what usually dissolves fillers. And then there's some fillers that aren't dissolvable.
Oh my god!
But in her case, I still think she looks beautiful.
Yeah, she's still beautiful.
At least she didn't get her lips done. I will give her that.
Yeah.
Because her lips look exactly the same, and she looks great. She does not need to get her lips done.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So who do we have next?
Next person we have is Megan Fox.
Oh, I love Megan Fox.
Me too. The Transformers star. She's 31 now, and this was her before. And then this is her after. And so a lot of people are wondering. She's been plagued with surgery rumors for years, with a lot of gossipers claiming that she had a nose job, that she had a boob job, Botox, lip fillers, and liposuction. And she actually said that one of her only responses were my lips are my lips. And she also went on Twitter to try to show everyone her skin and her facial expressions, to try to show that she didn't have Botox done. And so she wanted to show everyone her wrinkles on Twitter.
And if she had Botox done, so freaking what?
Yeah. A lot of people do.
Most people have get Botox done. I don't understand.
I don't think.
I feel so bad for celebrities, because I know that they choose that lifestyle and they choose to be in the limelight. But the fact that people are just so negative and nitpick at everything you do, as long as you're doing it in moderation. And I don't know about you girls, but that looks like moderation to me.
I think she looks beautiful.
I think she looks incredible.
I think the old picture, she is what? She did movies when she was a teenager.
Yeah.
So your face and your body, changes when you're at 17 to 30 something.
And you get rid of the baby fat. Over time, when I was younger, I actually was looking at my high school and college ID yesterday with one of my girlfriends. And she was my college roommate. And I'm like, Amanda, did I look like this? And she's like, no, you change your makeup. You start contouring better. Your face starts, like, I mean, obviously I did lose, like, 20 pounds, but your face just starts developing, like, as you get older.
It slims down, yeah. too. I noticed that,
you
too.
You slim right. down. You kind of get, like, more of a cheekbone mm-hmm. and more structure. And, I mean, come on. She's Megan Fox.
Yeah.
She has the best makeup artist, the best hairstylist. Yeah. I think she looks amazing.
I think she looks great.
The haters can go to sleep because right. nobody cares what you think. You're just a hater.
Yeah.
I personally don't think she did anything to her face. I just think that she just grew up.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I do think one thing that it looks like she did, and you said that she said she has not done Botox.
Oh, no. She said, she just said denying Botox, yeah, on Twitter. Sorry.
The only one thing I would say, her face definitely just looks like she's also lost a lot of weight since she had her second kid. Mm-hmm. She's lost a ton of weight, and a lot of women that breastfeed, they actually end up losing more weight after the fact. Mm. Not a lot of women. I retract that statement. Not a lot of women. Definitely a lot of women gain weight, but I've heard recently, you know, friends of mine and girls that I know that say they actually ended up losing more weight after the fact. So it just looks like she's contouring a little bit better. I would say she looks like she had some kind of like an eyebrow lift. That's oh, yeah. the only thing I would say.
Something to her forehead yeah. area. Huh.
But I think looks she nice. Looks fabulous. Yeah. So if yeah. you if you got an eyebrow lift and you still look great, God
work.
Bless you.
Work it.
But yeah, I think she looks awesome. But is that it?
And the next person we have is one of my favorites, Kim Kardashian. And this is her before. I think she's so beautiful. And she's 36 now.
Paris Hilton days.
Yeah, the Paris Hilton days. And now.
I think it's just a contour. She got, it's the makeup. I think it's just the makeup. And she did what? She did Botox on the show.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if she's done Botox.
I used to watch the show like okay. back then, and I remember she was like, "Okay, I'm gonna try Botox." She did it, and then she got infected by doing it. Like oh, really? The Botox wasn't working with her, and she couldn't. She just didn't do it because she started getting bruises. It was weird.
So for Kim, my thoughts on Kim is I definitely like the way she looked better when she was with Reggie Bush. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was by far my favorite time. It's when, like, the Herve Leger dresses were in with, like, the Lady Peep Louboutins. I think she still looks great now, and especially, like, she's been working on her body. But I'm not going to lie. I do think she's had something done.
I mean,
her face just doesn't, like, she's missing her laugh lines. Like, I don't know what it is that you do to get rid of laugh lines, but I noticed that, like, her laugh lines are gone.
Huh. Because she's been open on the show for getting her doctor, well, I forgot what his name, the doctor dermatologist that she goes to.
Dr. Simon Horian?
Yes. Dr. Simon Horian. Like, she takes him with her. Like, she even took him to Dubai with her. And she says, oh, my laser. She, like, promotes him and stuff. And she'll take him with her on trips and talks about it and openly talks about, like, getting laser done and stuff. So maybe just Damn. Laser and...
Wish I could do that.
Yeah, I wish I could take.
Must be nice. Let's get on my jet. Let's go to Dubai.
Yeah, and then I laser me up.
And skin tightening treatments and stuff like that. Non-surgical. And then he even posted something. He was like, hashtag skin tightening non-surgical tummy tuck. And then so people were questioning, did she get tummy tuck? But it was a non-surgical one that he's done on her. And he promoted
well, I
know it.
He does do Kylie's lips. So okay. I feel like if they were open and honest about other things, they'd be open and honest about that too. But come on, Kylie can't hide those lips. Like, right. you can't hide those lips.
I think I know what she's talking about because my mother's friend, she does this laser thing. I tried it once as her guinea pig. To what you do is you pretty much lay down, and it's like this laser that's touching your fat, and
oh, cool.
you're going multiple times, but you're flushing all the fat out. That's pretty much what you're doing.
Wow. It, like, burns the fat.
Yeah.
I honestly think that she looked better pre any of this upkeep that she's done. Reggie Bush era. But I do love her style now. She is absolutely yes. killing it yeah. with all of her outfits. I feel like she's...
Well, because she has Kanye West in her life.
Yeah, she has Kanye, and she's dressing a lot more casual. It's like, sometimes less is more, and definitely in this case, she's wearing less makeup, mm-hmm. less smoky eyes, mm-hmm. and I think she looks fabulous.
Yeah.
But I do think something was done. That's just my opinion. It doesn't mean that it's fact, so don't take
right.
it as fact. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Stacey. Stacey, let us know where we can find you on social media.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Stacey_Olivas and on Twitter, Stacey at StaceyOlivas.
And my name is Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with 3 R's at the end on every social media site that's available.
And I am Lena Nori. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can find me on Instagram at Lena Nori and at Lena Nori _ on Twitter. And we're super excited for next week's episode. We got two hot twins who say we are hot and we know it. Stay tuned.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.